This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Hello, Phoebe from Financial Services. Clover. Oh, Clover. Here we go.
Clover Financial.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Phoebe, please tell me what's going on this morning.
I wanted to talk to you about how to set up your bank accounts because one of the things that if getting financially in control was part of your New Year's resolutions,
correct.
One of the easiest ways to do it is to just set up your bank accounts right so that you know you're in absolute control of your spending.
What does that mean?
So what I mean by that is I've got 3 bank accounts.
Yeah.
I don't have a partner, so I'm on my own. But I've got 3 bank accounts. I've got one that all my direct debits come out of. So I know what's going to come out of that every month.
Yeah.
And that's the same amount every month. So I just leave that in there.
Yeah.
My pay goes straight into there and then I distribute to 2 more bank accounts. I've got one that's for discretionary spending, so supermarket shopping, but also clothes, you know, all the fun stuff
your
that you need.
Your little coffee on the way.
Yeah.
Those
sort of things.
Incidentals.
Going out for dinner and all of that sort of stuff. And then the third one's for savings.
Okay, so you actually have three. There's very definitely 3.
Yeah.
And do you have to go to your one that gets your money from your bank account and tell it to put money into the other ones, or have you got that worked out somehow too?
I've now got that worked out. That took me a while to work out because that changes a little bit over, you know, some months you might be busier and some months you might be less busy, but that changes over time. But you get used to it. And as long as you've got enough money to pay your bills all the time, you never have that financial stress of thinking, oh, my God, my electricity bill's due. Oh, my God, my Telstra bill's due.
And then in your savings, is that a never touch it kind of thing until you've got something that you want to save for?
Yeah, that was initially. So you weren't around last year, but I got into a whole heap of credit card debt once.
I did. I was a listener. I know all about it.
Yeah. So I got into a whole heap of credit card debt. So that savings used to be what I was paying my credit card off with.
Yeah.
And now it's my savings. So now I'm going to Cuba in April. So
it's
my trip to Cuba.
But Phoebe, I was checking out my bank statement and, you know, thinking of all the fees and things that are happening. Am I financially putting myself up? I mean, I've got 3 accounts now, so I'm paying 3 fees to a bank that's making billions already.
Who is your bank account with? Because most of them, if you've got a minimum deposit of either $1,000 or $2,000 a month.
Oh, well, that's your problem,
you don't have fees.
So I do need to check new banks. I think I've been stuck with the same bank, which is called Banana Coast. I'm not going to name names, but it's from Byron Bay.
Yeah.
So there were a bunch of hippies I joined up with. Yeah.
They do all right, the hippies.
They do all right, yeah. No, and I just thought, oh, well, I'm paying fees. I mean, ATM fees and things like that with the account. I thought having 3, I'd be broke.
You would be broke. All the big 4 banks don't have fees and most of them don't have ATM fees and most of them now don't have fees when you take out of someone else's ATM either.
Is that true?
If you don't have a home loan, I'd suggest if you have a home loan, make these accounts offset accounts and then they're part of your package and you do pay a fee. You normally pay a single fee of somewhere between $120 and $400 depending on the bank.
A year.
Yeah. And that's done. But that gives you multiple offset accounts. So offset's a good idea because it means that everything that you've got in those savings accounts come off your
interest
on your home loan. So that's good.
I wonder about someone like me who's got no control. I have a savings account and I'm out in the city at 3 o'clock in the morning and would like another drink. And I take it out. So would you recommend your savings account shouldn't have an ATM card associated
with it? Absolutely shouldn't. It has to be something that you transfer. My daughter's got hers at a completely separate bank.
Okay. All right.
So that she can't even transfer between linked accounts.
That's not a bad idea. So I suppose it's probably learning about how you spend and save and figure out the best way for you to work it.
Yeah.
But as long as we have separate banks or separate accounts.
What percentage are we saving?
We're saving 10%.
You want to save 10%?
We want to save 10%.
And that's how you just go straight away to that.
Yeah.
And then you do use it, but things like Cuba in April.
Absolutely.
So it is about using it.
Yeah, it's about having fun. It's about living.
I look at savings and I hear people saving and they save for years and years and years. And I'm like, so what are you saving for? And they're like, I don't know. Like, they're saving for savings.
A rainy day.
But then they tell me, like, I'm a global traveller. I've travelled and I've done it on very little savings.
Yes.
But on savings. It is, obviously, I had to save something.
Yeah.
But then there are people out there that save lots more and don't then look at me and say, how do you afford it? But it is about looking at that money and kind of going, I can do that.
Exactly.
And learning, like as you are with your incidentals, that you can also do that when you are travelling too.
Absolutely.
You don't have to think every meal is $300. So,
brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love you.
It's easy.
Ah, so three accounts. Did everyone get that? Three accounts. Get them. Yep. Yes, I'm going to do it.
Get organised.
Yes.
Phoebe, yeah, that is fantastic information. Get control of your financial future.
Absolutely.
And how? If someone wants to come and talk to you, we're having problems, like myself, I need to make an appointment so you can help me.
Absolutely. Yeah. www.cloverfinancial.com.au or on social media, we're on Clover_financial. And we're easy to find. You can message us on our Facebook group.
I messaged you. You responded straight away. And
absolutely.
You didn't know it was me or anything. It was lovely. It's really, really good.
What was she trying to hit you up for another loan again, Phoebe?
Absolutely.
Oh, that girl.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.